T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's some things to know about the BREATHE Act. What is it? Who dreamed it up? Who proposed it to become federal law? Very important questions. The BREATHE Act is legislation that would radically transform the nation's criminal justice system by eliminating life sentences, retroactively expunging drug crimes, shutting down multiple federal agencies, and permanently closing prisons and immigration detention centers, among other left-wing agenda items. Now, first of all, who dreamed this up? This BREATHE Act is a project of the Movement for Black Lives Electoral Justice Project. Democratic Representatives Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ayanna Presley of Massachusetts introduced the BREATHE Act to become federal law. So what would this legislation actually do to Americans? Not for Americans, but to Americans? It would divest from agencies like the DEA and ICE, move federal funds away from incarceration and policing, and eliminate ankle monitors. So that means no federal prisons and not keeping track of criminals who have either been paroled or who are out on bail. They want to end all life sentences. That reduces the punishment that can be meted out to people who have committed treason. Now, supposedly treason would be a reason to thank certain people for their service against our country. States would be financially rewarded for closing jails and for ending all cooperation with immigration authorities. They call for an abolishment of police gang databases, armed cops, and metal detectors in school, so law enforcement would not be able to keep track of gangs or gang activity, leaving these pariahs to prey upon their community unmolested. And the gangs won't have to worry about facing armed police at any point because police will be disarmed. Now, can we imagine the gangs will disarm as well? If you believe that, you need to undergo psychiatric evaluation. And who needs metal detectors in school? Well, presumably, we won't want to violate the rights of students, so no one will be searched. So if guns are brought onto campuses and shootings do occur, well, that will be a matter of just making our country more tolerant. We'll be much closer to a left-wing utopia. They also want to discourage rewarding responses to some 911 calls. Seriously? The so-called BREATHE Act calls for a pilot program for universal basic income. Well, that, of course, becomes the true road to real socialism. They want school curricula that examine the political, economic, and social impacts of colonialism, Native genocide, and slavery. They want to anger all non-white folks while making all white folks feel fear and as guilty as hell, regardless of when your ancestors came to the land of the free and the home of the brave. And if all that isn't a giant hoot, they're proposing to provide for a lifetime education for illegal aliens and the currently incarcerated. In other words, break the law and get a degree. What a country they want. All of these ideas and many more not covered here certainly fit right in with the ideas of Congressional Representative Ilhan Omar's recent call for dismantling the U.S. economy and political system. Why did she come here in the first place? Why do all of these angry people want to destroy this country? You may ask, why do they want to bite the hand that feeds? They are apparently part of the new wave of people who feel empowered to bring nirvana to the North American continent. So what to make of all of this? Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, never one to pull punches, called the plan, quote, clearly a serious effort to compete in the woke Olympics, end of quote. He clearly added, quote, the only way I know how to improve this bill is with the shredder, end of quote. A very true and honest assessment. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.